This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today I want to study with you from the book of Psalms, and I'd like you to get your Bible and read with me the first Psalm, and then we'll begin a verse-by-verse study of it for the next day or two. The first Psalm reads as follows: Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, friends, in this psalm we have a description both of the righteous or godly man and of the wicked or ungodly man, and something of their fate. Their basic nature is described, and their basic fate is described, and this in turn tells us a great deal about God himself. You remember, of course, that according to Romans chapter 11 and verse 22, that we are to behold both the goodness and the severity of God. That God's goodness is manifested, and this means in the final analysis, that is, at the judgment, will be manifested toward those who are obedient to his will, but those who are disobedient will be the objects of God's severity. But now let us look at this psalm. In the first 3 verses, and the entire verse is comprised of 6 verses, but in the first 3, the righteous, or the godly man, is described. First of all, there is a negative description of him. That is, it tells what he does not do, or what is not true of him. Notice in verse 1, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, there are ungodly people all about us who would give us advice as to how to live our lives. We constantly see on television, in newspapers, in magazines, and in private conversations, and in hearing speeches, people who would persuade us to follow this or that advice. The young people growing up today hear so much advice from television and movies and popular stars of entertainment that really lead to lives of degradation. But the Bible makes clear that the godly man, the righteous man, does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor, it says, does he stand in the way of sinners. He does not walk as a way of the ungodly, and he does not stand in the way of sinners. Nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, here are 3 phases that are involved in what the righteous man does not do and what by implication the wicked man would do: to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, to stand in the way of sinners, and to sit in the seat of the scornful. The righteous man does none of these things. The wicked man does them all. Note these phases, again I emphasize, denote successive steps in a career of evil, and they form a climax which the godly man avoids. First of all, there is the adoption of the principles of the wicked as a rule of life. A person who adopts the principles of the wicked as a way of life is a person who is not pleasing to God. Secondly, these successive steps in a career of evil involve a persistence in the practice of notorious offenders, and third and last, a deliberate association with those who openly mock at God and religion, those who have a spirit of proud self-sufficiency, a contemptuous disregard for God and man. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord bless and keep you.